What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my phone call. So what are we looking at here? We're looking at the blue team possibly stealing it from the red team, or the red team waving over the blue team. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, what are we looking at the consequences? Will there be red people that revolt, or will they be undercover Antifa revolting as the red people? Will the blue people revolt, the Black Lives Matter put a different T-shirt on, called Antifa, and then they go after us like that? So, and then what is the end result for that? What do you believe could come of something like that? Are they trying to get us to have that civil war that they've always wanted against the blacks and the whites, but they couldn't get that aroused, so now they're going with red and blue? We got a different colors here. What is the end result? Well, I mean, it's just chaos completely, probably. It's just nothing but chaos, right?
Well, it is, and I think regardless of the actual outcome of this election, I think the American people are going to be forced to understand that our current election system is deeply flawed. It is wide open to fraud, and fraud is very easy to do and very easy to conceal, and we all need to start standing up and demanding of our states, you know, a better election system, or we're going to start, you know, having our own elections on our own equipment, I guess, is the next step.
Well, what will the reaction be to the people who finally get the epiphany that, whoa, wait a minute, this is rigged? Because, I mean, a lot of them got it in the last presidential election. They picked it up. But then a lot of people were still in the dark about it. Think about all the people that don't even watch news, and there's tons of them. And even if they do, it's just for a brief moment. So whatever they catch is, the truth, and it's in
and
their
if
head.
If they're watching
they
the corporate media, you know, they're going to get all this thing that there was no election fraud, the elections are honest and trustworthy, and so forth and so on. And, you know, I've met a few people around here, actually only one, who's absolutely convinced that there's nothing suspicious about the 2020 election. And, you know, this is somebody who just doesn't want to, you know, accept that things are not perfect in this country, because then he might have to do something about it.
Well, I take offense to anybody who thinks that, and no offense to anybody who's voting and whatnot. You can see through this stuff right now. Mike, look, these people aren't talking about stuff you need to know. You're reporting on food shortages, all these different processing plants going down. Nobody's out there on the campaign trail telling you, hey, get your food, guys. Hey, look, no matter what the outcome of this election is, y'all need to get some food. Nobody's saying stuff like that. Nobody's telling you there's a digital currency coming up. Nobody's telling you there's a carbon tax coming up. Nobody tells you that the digital currency is going to totally take away all of your privacy. They'll know everything you do. And things like buying something from a garage sale will be impossible. What do? Marry your phones together and they give up some numbers to somebody? This is absolutely ridiculous.
You know, what do you tuck into the stripper's G-strings if we go to a cashless society? That's what I want to know.
Why do
on
you
a purely
buy
academic,
weed with?
A purely academic curiosity, of course.
Well, we'll go in a different direction. What do you buy your weed with? What do you buy your Coke with?
Yeah.
What do you buy? Yeah. I mean, so that's going to take an entire, they gave out crack pipes, so maybe they'll take an entirely different direction, and yeah, you can buy weed with this. No, I don't care if your state has it outlawed, yeah, whatever. Who knows how this is going to go? But everything is changing, and we're not hearing any of these politicians say hardly anything at all, if anything. And think about it. You watch the major news, and whatever is top in the major news, that's what these people are talking about.
Yes.
On their campaign trails. They're not talking about stuff that is useful to their constituents, which is their obligation to do if this were a working republic, such as it should be, but it's not. And a lot of this has a lot to do with George Soros. It has a lot to do with the ignorance of the American people. It has a lot to do with a whole lot of corruption, and that's my rant. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the rant. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, so my thing is with the elections, you're saying that the Republicans, in spots where the Republicans are major, they're having a lot of issues?
Yes.
So if they're the leaders and they've been in control of those spots the entire time, then, or for a long enough time, at least the last year or two, then why, they're the ones that are going to be held responsible, not the Democrats.
Well, you have to figure out, you know, who's got the motive to wreck the elections in the Republican areas. And again, we're finding out now this midterm election that a lot of these machines are, in fact, on the public Internet, which is not supposed to happen. And therefore, they're subject to cyber attacks. And as I said, there's one area already saying, yes, we're being subjected to massive cyber attacks.
Well, again, no one's going to believe. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the Republicans are in charge, so they're going to go down if it's in their location.
That doesn't make any sense that the Republicans would sabotage their own voting precincts.
Well, I'm just stating that they're the ones that are in charge of those areas, so they should have known. They were sitting there talking about election fraud for 2020. So, just saying it from like a leadership perspective, like, I'm not going to have that. Like, so they're the ones that are in charge of that area. So they're the ones going to be held accountable?
No, that's a very weak argument.
What's going on with that?
That's a very weak argument. Again, who's got the motive? Okay, and again, we saw
this
all
political games, though. They're political. They're dirty. So they know that. You know what I mean? We all know that. We all know these people take advantage of a situation with it. So we know that it's completely possible that they take advantage of the situation just as well as Democrats would.
Joshua, my turn. Okay, I disagree with you. I think it's ridiculous to suggest that Republican election officials are going to be sabotaging Republican districts. But remember, a lot of these election boards are very heavily populated by Democrats. You know, it's not the immediate, you know, representation government that runs the elections. It's the Secretary of State and so forth. Anyway, thank you for the call, and we're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm going to skip all the election nonsense until later on. I just want to bring up something that Al and everybody was talking about with solar panels and everything. And you mentioned the microwave. They were going to launch something to send microwaves down for power. And it made me think of a movie. Do you remember the movie Fortress 2?
No, I do not.
It starred the guy that played in the Highlander movies. It was really, I can't think of his name. I'm really bad with names. But it was a mega corp that in the Fortress 1, they made this prison that was supposed to be unescapable, and he breaks out to go save his wife because his wife was pregnant. But in the second one, he is Mantell. Mantell was the company, the corporation that made the prison. And then they made a prison that was this ginormous solar array up in the thing that sent microwave power down to Earth, and it's supposed to be unescapable as well. And, of course, naturally he escapes. But it was just the way you were saying about microwaves, I'm like, man, can we make a space station for prisoners like that?
Well, you know, you got to put them somewhere, and if you're worried about them escaping, they're not going to escape from a space station because then they would die.
Yeah, and they were used as cheap labor because every time they'd have, like, a solar strike with, like, meteors, they'd have to go out and fix the solar panels.
Yes.
Every time they'd break and everything. And you were talking about efficiency, and technically I think the most efficient solar panels are, like, 95%, but it's, like, restricted to, like, NASA. Because they use all the wavelengths of light, the blue, the reds, the yellows, and they stack the solar layers on top of each other so they become cumbersomely thick and extremely expensive.
Well, I can understand the expensive, but I've looked at some of these solar arrays that are currently being used on like the ISS, and I guess these various layers must be very thin because the entire solar cell array is very thin. I mean, it's like an accordion pleat when it's being deployed.
Oh, okay. Well, the ones I was thinking about were for rovers, like the ones that they launched to Mars, where they need the most amount of power and the least amount of package and everything.
It's well, like the last two rovers had nuclear power.
Oh, that I didn't know. I try to keep up with the science and everything, but whenever you work 12 hours a day, it's a little, you get home and you kind of, all you want to do is go to sleep.
Yeah, I know that feeling a lot, but curiosity and perseverance are powered by radioisotope thermoelectric generators, the same way that the Viking landers were powered, same thing that powers Voyager.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. I remember Voyager was that little nuclear isotope that was like, it's a little payload that sits right off of the satellites, that way it doesn't interfere with anything. And I always thought that was like the coolest way to power it. And to, all I think of is like Fallout, where it's like the video game Fallout, where it's like, oh, you had nuclear-powered cars and everything. And it's like, why can't we do something similar to that, where we use that little nuclear isotope to generate electricity on a small enough scale to run a car? Like, wouldn't that be theoretically possible?
Well, it's theoretically possible, but if that car gets into an accident and that containment vessel is ruptured, then you've got a real mess to clean up. Now, Fujitsu actually does make a radioisotope thermoelectric generator for commercial use. It's for places like research stations in the remote mountains or Antarctica or things like that. And it basically runs for 5 years without needing refueling.
See, that's amazing. Why, like I love solar and wind power. Those are my two favorite things because on a commercial scale, neither one works. But on a residential scale, they are the greatest thing. They power a home amazing. Commercially, I think they're trash. Upscaling these things just doesn't work. They take up too much space. And the way Al said about putting solar panels on everybody's home, all you need is 5 solar panels per home. That gives you generally about a kilowatt of electricity. And think of how many people go to work during the day. And all those homes are generating 1 kilowatt worth of electricity. So if you have a town of 10,000 homes that all have 1,000 watts of power, you're generating a megawatt of power right there. Boom.
Well, like don't forget how much power the house itself is taking. And
well, if you're using like an electric water heater, yes, you are doing that. And you'd have, of course, there's like Energy Star stuff. So I'm just using it as a ballpark of using 5, because 5 is a relatively easy number. I mean, you could upscale it to 10 if you wanted. Out in the boonies, I've seen people with like 30 on their homes. But I'm just saying that 5 would be a relatively easy number to acquire per home in America pretty easily. I mean, we're not talking, like I said, if you want these giant arrays on people's homes, but just think of the burden it would take off the grid if everybody had just 5 panels on their home.
Yeah, it would. And we went through kind of this funny situation in Hawaii because there was a big push to go solar, and there were tax incentives and all kinds of things to get people to put solar panels on their roof. And all of a sudden, it hit a point where the Hawaiian Electric Company complained to the government saying, we're losing business because more and more people are getting the solar panels. And then all of a sudden, it became very difficult to get a permit to install solar in your home. Anyway, Brian, I got to let you go. I've got a bunch of callers waiting. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, young man, and hello to that young lady in your life.
Thank you.
Indeed. One, I could be wrong about the name, but I think the fellow that the one caller called in about, I think his name was Christopher Lambert.
Yeah, that's him.
I wasn't sure exactly about the pronunciation. Two, as far as the digital currency that people are having a canary about,
yep,
sweetheart, you know what? Everybody is using it now currently on hand. You know how? Your credit cards and your debit card. It's all electronic. It's all digital.
Well, the difference between credit cards and debit cards now is you can still spend some of your money as cash. You can have bills and coins in your pocket, and you can go buy a jelly donut without the government knowing that you're doing it. The problem is when the cash is taken away and everything goes through that card, then your life becomes an open book.
That's true, too.
Yeah, and that's really the concern.
Yeah, I'd rather do it where the government doesn't stick its nose up my backside, which it doesn't belong. They don't deserve the honor. They don't deserve the honor. Thirdly, the aspect that regarding the DST and about that being permanently put in place, apparently it seems that Marco Rubio in Florida, at least I hope I got the state right, basically set up or proposed a Sunshine Protection Act to try to put that into permanent residency. And I'm like, and of course, he really ticked off the medical field in various arenas because of the health effects that DST causes in people,
yes,
biologically speaking. And also, one last thought for you, if I have the time to do so. You know they had a thing called the Real ID fiasco?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, I come to find out that they're looking to insert that into place as of May of 2023. However, if before then, I'm not sure if it would still be in effect after that time, but if you happen to renew your license prior, or if you have to have a license replaced, you can choose to opt out. And it's documented. It's on black and white paper saying that you wish to opt out of it, and you do not have to be forced into it. Which reminds me of one thing, though.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I imagine a lot of this is changing from state to state. But
well, that's a good point, too. That's a good point, too. But that leads me to one question for you.
Yes.
Is when did the commercial airlines in the U.S. become federalized by the U.S. government or the federal government? When did they become federalized?
I was unaware that they are federalized. I know they can be commandeered and put into service during wartime.
Welcome to my boat, because apparently you cannot board a domestic flight, like say from North Carolina to Florida or who knows what state in the U.S., without that funky ID with a gold star on it. And I got
how do the illegal immigrants get around?
Maybe the... who knows what's been handed to them? Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone's willing to buy them off, then they're going to give them whatever to get to buy them off. And if I were them, get a clue and go back home where you probably won't have to deal with all this digital fiasco. If you really have 2 cents to rub together and use your head for something more than a hat rack. That's my sentiment for people that are coming into the U.S. illegally. Do yourself a favor. Get out while you have a chance. Otherwise, you're enslaved. And with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and its various variants.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Central Florida. Different Tom. And what's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you know, with the election coming up, one of the things that I've been thinking about is the 17th Amendment, and how if we repealed the 17th Amendment, that would be a great move to get this country back on track. You know, because I start looking into it, right? And it just so happens that the 17th Amendment was ratified in April of 1913, right? And then we know what happens in December of 1913. The Federal Reserve Act gets passed, right?
Yeah.
And then just like last week, I'm watching Human Events, and he's talking about how when he was over in Davos and how, you know, Woodrow Wilson and his the League of Nations, and how he was a real globalist, right? And how over in Davos, they got buildings and streets named after the man, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, so the idea, if we could go back to choosing senators the way the Constitution said to choose them before the amendment, maybe we could get a more representative government where, you know, the states would be represented by the, you know, it wouldn't be, let's put it this way, it wouldn't be so easy to buy off these senators, you know?
Well, the idea was to basically reduce the power of the state governments as part of the federalization process, because by having the legislatures appoint the senators, that gave the state governments their representation in Congress, and by allowing voters to directly elect the senators, the state governments lost their voice inside the Congress. Anyway, Tom, stay on the line, Tom. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
And welcome back to our show here. And Tom, are you still on the line, or are we headed to the next caller?
Well, I'm still here.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah. Well, you see, the reason that the way it is now, you can give millions of dollars to some person to run for senator, right?
And yes.
You get these corrupt influences, you know, and the person with the best commercials wins, right? Versus
yes.
The choosing their representative, and if I understand it correctly, they could pull the senator any time they stopped representing the state, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a 6-year term, I don't think. But there is one more subject I'd like to bring up, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I've listened to your show for a while, and I'm hearing more of this, you know, targeting of the Jews. You know, more, and I know it's not you, it's your, a lot of the callers and stuff.
It's
the
callers,
I just want to say, it's not the people with the little hats, you know? It's the ones with the Jewish names, but don't keep the commandments. You know what I mean? They don't wear
okay.
The little hat. You know, I hope people recognize the difference between the God-fearing, commandment-keeping Jews and the ones who have Jewish names, like Chuckie Schumer and stuff, you know? But they don't keep the commandments. They don't, you know, they have no fear of God. And, you know, that's a completely, those would be the ones, the so-called synagogue of Satan, you know, to say they are Jews but are not, you know? So I hope your callers don't mix. Recognize the difference, you know? The ones with the little hat who fear God and keep the commandments, they are not the problem. At least not from my perspective. Anyway, love your show. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And let's see. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? I guess not. Well, let's go to Al in Canada, and then we'll be back to Steve if we can find him. So, Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. My ears were burning.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't happen very often. Usually I fly under the radar.
Well, you know, do what Smokey the Bear would do and take a shovel and hit yourself several times.
That's funny. You know, the solar thing, I love people are starting to think about this and talk about it because, I mean, it's a game changer in the fact that if you really think about it, like what the last call your caller said about them, if everyone, let's say just in your community, Mike, in your little circle, right, neighborhood, if everyone had a couple of solar panels, and by the way, I think like they're 1 kilowatt each, right? So I'm not absolutely sure how much these things cost. I'm going to say $1.50 a watt, right? So $1,500 bucks for panels. Does that sound right, Mike?
I honestly know. Let's see if I can find a quick answer.
So anyway, while you're looking, I'm going to continue on. So you know, you have to really take into account what your base load is. And if you have all LED lights and let's say everything else is electric. When I say everything, I mean everything. Your furnace has either electric coils or you're running a heat pump. By the way, coils is far more efficient than a heat pump.
Yes.
Right? And the heat pump has a lot of moving parts. Right?
Yes,
you
it
have
does.
That compressor in there that can go for a dump at any time. That's the scary thing, right?
Yes, it is.
So anyway, you know, electric furnace is going to be about, I'd say probably about 4,000 watts. Right?
Yeah, probably now. I'm looking at some prices here, and here in Indiana, because it varies depending upon where you are in the country, a solar installation is going to work out to $3.12 per watt of output power. But I'm looking at these complete off-grid solar setups, and they're running 17,000. There's one for 8,000. There's another for close to 23,000. And I have a family friend who's getting ready to add solar to their house, and so I'll get a up close look at it. But those are the prices.
Oh yeah, yeah. That'd be great if you would give us the news on that, especially because you've got the up close and personal.
Yeah.
And are there any tax rebates for doing that?
I do not know. I'll find out. You know, I mean, I know they were in Hawaii briefly. I know they have them in California. I don't know if they have them here in Indiana.
So what do you do with the excess power? Or do you just go off the grid?
In some places, allowed to put it on the grid and charge for it.
Yeah.
To run the meter backwards.
So that's what I'm getting at. So if everyone in your community had some solar panels on their roofs, easily, that whole community could be self-sufficient during the day, right?
Yes.
And then at night, you know, there'd have to be something else for a base load. But,
yes.
But that's the thing with solar, Mike, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
That's the
problem. I'm going to have to let you go, Al. And
thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. We've got to take another break for commercials. We've got callers on the line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Fought under. And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off. And let's see. We dropped Al. Okay. Steve in West Virginia is back. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me now, Mike?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. I got a couple things. First, I want to address Christine from North Carolina. You do not need the real ID to fly domestically. I flew from Dulles to Marathon, Florida, 2 weeks ago, and I just have a regular license. So you do not need the federal ID or anything like that. I mean, you can bring a passport, but I just use my license. But
okay, well, that was Francis, not Christine. And when I got my driver's license here in Indiana, they did put, let me put my cheaters on here. There is a star in the upper right which seems to indicate it conforms to the real ID. So you might want to look for. Yeah.
No, I already know about it because in West Virginia you can get the real ID. It's about $8 more, or you can just get the regular West Virginia license, which I have, and mm-hmm. that's the one I used. And like I said, I flew directly from Dulles to the Key West Marathon Airport. Incidentally, $99 direct flight. So
that's not bad at all.
Well, that was a deal, and if you look around, you can always find deals, no matter how much the gas prices are. But anyways, Mike, I want to get to my second point here. Andy calls in worried about a lot of stuff, and I want to tell him, I follow three people on Twitter that have a singular focus on all they do is, follow the Federal Reserve. They don't, consult on elections or analyze them. They don't look at the military. All they do is watch the Federal Reserve. And that's Tom Luongo, Alex Craner, Jeff Greenblum. Guys, that's all they talk about is the Federal Reserve. And all three of them say that we are way far away from a digital currency than most people think. And probably the biggest impediment to a digital currency at this point is it would destroy the whole commercial banking sector, because what would they do? I mean, if we have a digital currency, they're not needed at all.
I disagree. I mean, banks would still function. They would just be, putting money on and off your little card. And again, the danger is that somebody with control over those computers, first of all, they're going to know everything that you do with that digital money. And there are some things that I do with my money that is nobody's business but myself, like the aforementioned jelly donut. And that's why people are really very concerned, because this seems to be a continuation of a desire by the government to just have us under surveillance 24/7 by any means possible.
Yeah, but what you're saying, though, Mike, is that the commercial banks, which there's a lot of them, and incidentally, according to these guys, the commercial banking lobby is bigger than the defense lobby.
I'm not surprised.
But let me get back to this. So what you're saying is that the commercial banks would operate as multiple payment processors. That doesn't even make sense. Then why would you need all those commercial banks to operate as payment processors when you can have one payment processor?
Well, remember, most banks are operating as lenders. And usually the creation of a loan involves digital money. They don't actually put it all in a bag and let you take it out the front door. And so they're going to continue in that role as, being a lender and making money on that interest.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of agree with them. I think there'd be a digital currency at some point, but I don't think it's around the corner like most of these people that are calling in on your show and saying. I think it's a lot farther away. Look at all the homeless people. I mean, they don't even have bank accounts.
They don't. We'd have to buy them gift cards from the local, fast food restaurant and hand those out. Claire and I actually did that in Hawaii. We got a bunch of these gift cards and just threw them in the glove box. And every time we saw we were making a left turn, there'd be somebody on the island. We just hand them one of the cards. That way we knew the money was going for food and not for something else.
Right. By the way, I just got back from voting, and there was only 9 things on the West Virginia ballot. I mean, there was like 5 amendments, 2 bond issues, and 2 candidates. And it took me 2 hours and 10 minutes to wait there. And I voted every year since then, Mike. And I'm telling you, for some reason this year, there's more people out than I've seen. I mean, there's more people out right now than when Trump first got elected. I mean,
midterms, it's hard to motivate people to get out and vote for something, but it's very easy to get them out to vote against something or someone. And I think we're seeing that happen.
Incidentally, all the amendments to vote on where I'm at were all designed to take power away from school boards. So the people are damn mad to see all those amendments, various amendments designed to stop one group from dictating what's taught in schools and, COVID policy and stuff like that. But, Mike, I'll let somebody else talk. I just wanted to point those two issues out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael.
Hey, there you are.
Yes. About 3 callers ago, you had a caller who said not to blame things on the non-God-fearing Jews. And I just want to call about what some of those things the God-fearing Jews believe. And I also think,
you know,
I'm
kind of tired about all this Jew this and Jew that. Right now, we're in the middle of a midterm election that is so crooked they're having to screw those ballots into the ballot box. Paul, can we table this discussion to some other time?
Well, just let me say that, yeah, we can. But, however, when a caller introduces the topic and you entertain him, I think it's fair that you get the counterbalance with a critique of what he said.
All right. Your point is taken. Go ahead, but not for too long.
It'll be brief. It's clearly, I think that caller is ignorant of the Old Testament and is disingenuous. I mean, the ancient Israelites thought it was fine to plunder the Egyptians and considered it a good thing. The Old Testament teaches to take the land from their neighbors and promises them to move right in and take over the lands of the Canaanites, Midianites, and others. It says in their holy book not to loan money at interest to fellow Israelites, but to charge a foreigner interest. It says that a fellow Israelite can serve as a slave for 6 years, but those captured in war can be slaves for life. So the Holy Book enables the very behavior that he was decrying and try to blame on the non-God-fearing Jews. And so I think he's very disingenuous. And lastly, we need to remember, in Jewish eschatology, Jews are promised to rule the world. And each Jew is promised some 2,000-some-odd Gentiles as personal slaves. And that is their end times heaven on earth that they see coming, totally contrary to what Christians believe.
Well, you know, Paul, I have to step in here. You know, if you look at the religious documents from a great many religions, you will find that they all pretty much say the same thing. We are, you know, the light in the eyes of the gods, and we're going to come out on top and so forth and so on. It's hardly a unique position to the Jews. I mean, the Muslims think they're going to get so many virgins when they die, and we have the end times mythology of the Christians, which actually doesn't appear anywhere in the Bible. So it kind of goes on and on. Anyway,
That's among the Abrahamic religions, though, but Eastern religions are not
okay,
like
Paul,
that at all.
Paul, I've given this enough time. I really want to get back to the elections and the fraud. So we're going to go to Casey in Idaho. Hello, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
All right. So you can't ask for more than that, can you?
Nope.
I just wanted to add a little bit to the conversation about the Idaho's, well, the real ID issue.
Yeah.
I just got, my license is about to expire, so I got a little postcard in the mail from our DMV here in Idaho. And I'll just read to you here what it says about StarCard, Idaho's real ID. It says, the deadline to have a driver's license or ID card with a star or another accepted form of compliant identification to board a plane, enter a federal building, or access a military base has been extended to May 3rd, 2023.
Okay.
That's kind of all I wanted to contribute to the conversation. I don't know a lot about it. I know I'm not interested in opting into this, but, you know, just want to add that to the conversation. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for the updated information here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, to one of your callers that talked about banks disappearing if we go to a digital currency, no, they're not going to disappear. They're simply going to transfer the digital currency, the digital loan that you just received from a bank, to your digital account, and that will be managed by the central banks. So they're going to get into the digital currency bit there, so they're not out of the loop. The corruption begins again, and the digital currency will be used to control you. Flat out, you don't do the right things, it'll control you. They'll say, well, you didn't do this, Steve, you didn't take your shots, you didn't do this. We're going to take $1,000 out of your account every time we notify you, and you don't respond, you don't obey the command. And that's simply what they're going to do. They're going to use the digital currency to bleed you dry until at some point you have to comply. You have no money to live on anymore. So, no, the banks will still be there. They'll just convert the loan over to a digital currency, which will be managed by the central banking.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you.
I'd much rather have the coins in my pocket, to be very honest. But, you know, I'm an old guy. I'm kind of old-fashioned about certain things here. Yeah. Anything
else?
We're
going to get rid of the coin. We'll get rid of the coin toss now. What are we going to do for the coin toss?
I don't know. We could toss Greta Thunberg, see which end of her lands up, and you know, you get the ball on the first snap. Okay.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Bye. That's it. Thanks for bye.
All right. I want to get some news in here, real quick. There's some stuff really going weird here, and apparently, Democrat campaign chief came on out with this comment about how if you're dealing with, you know, hard economic times, just let them eat Chef Boyardee, which is okay, but it's hardly good nutrition, and it really is inexpensive food. Okay, we have another caller on the line, JP in Chicago. Hello, JP. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just got done voting. I did the red wave all the way down.
Okay.
but I like to say, just, you know, in a libtard city, there's a lot of areas that there's no Republicans running. I mean, there's like a page or two where it's literally all Democrats, and I just had to not vote, you know, not choose for those guys. But in this blue city, I got to say, it's overwhelmingly, you know, brainwashed libtards. And it's sad to see people voting for people they don't even know. You know, I always wanted to, I was bragging about this idea, why don't we do like NASCAR? We put who the sponsors are on the politicians. So, you know, who supports Lightfoot? Okay, we got to put George Soros up there. ACLU,
yeah.
You know, and they wear those stickers because that's who's paying.
That idea has been around for quite a long time. You know, I had it on my show many years ago, and then I found out that George, I'm blanking on the name. It came up with
Soros.
It at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a, you know, there's these guys that pretty much run the Democratic Party. Unfortunately, I believe it's gone completely red, so I won't support it. And I'm a liberal that's been mugged, basically. I used to vote, you know, old school liberal for in the old days, but when I found out in working for IT how corrupt things were in the government, I realized, wow, you really got to vote independent today. There's really no choice. Either left or right, independent, but now I'm all the way right. I voted all the way Republican today, so I just got to tell you.
Well, congratulations, and you know, I hope a lot more people in Chicago did. What it's going to come down to is, like in 2016, will there be enough votes to overwhelm the fraud? And looking at how much fraud is taking place, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see what's going on here. This idea that they're not going to have final results for several days after tonight just seems like, yeah, they're going to do whatever it takes to hang on to power, because they know if the Republicans get the House, there's going to be all kinds of investigation into Biden, into Hunter Biden, his laptop, various other things. They are desperate and cornered, and they are willing to do anything, emphasis on any, to cling to power. So, JP, thank you very much for the phone call here. And getting on back to some of the news, Maricopa County election official Stephen Richer just sent out an apology for the disaster in Maricopa County, and it included a fundraising link because he, too, is a politician, and said, well, this really was somebody else's fault. It's not my fault. I apologize, but, you know, I accept the responsibility, but none of the blame. And so that's going on as well here. Let's see. More and more people. They're still talking about Nicole. That may turn out to be rather nasty here. Let's see. Carrie Lake has actually endorsed Donald Trump should he run in 2024. It's another hint that he's going to step on in. Also, Steve Bannon has been released from prison. A judge stayed his prison term while his appeal is being considered by the court. So Steve is finally home, and, you know, good for him as well. So that's what's going on over there. Let's see. MSNBC contributor, the level of voter suppression in Georgia is beyond anything that we saw in 2018. We can't say that whatever happens tonight is a fair and equitable election. And I think that's the real point. I don't want to waste time on who actually won and who actually lost. Clearly, the system is unreliable. The system is broken. And we have to stand up and demand a transparent, reliable, verifiable election system going into the future. Because if we don't have honest elections, we have lost control of this country. We're just another banana republic with a very rich and powerful elite, you know, out there doing what they feel like doing and saying, you minions, you will make us richer and you will go die in our wars. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and we are starting to see polls close over in New Hampshire, House District 2, and Well, they only have five votes reported, so it's really too soon to say what's going on over there. But we're going to start seeing numbers come on in. But again, I don't think we should get bogged down in who should have won and who should have lost and so forth. I think we need to focus on that, which we can all agree on. The election system is broken. It is dishonest. It is designed to facilitate election fraud. It is designed to conceal election fraud. That is not tolerable. It is not acceptable. And we really, hopefully, this election is going to wake up Americans to realize just how serious the problem is. And a lot of Americans were woken up in the 2020 election. And so, yeah, this is what we got to focus on. We need a new, reliable election system. And if we don't get it, we are in serious, serious trouble. Okay, let's see, looking on down here, already there are legal challenges mounting up. Over 100 election related lawsuits were filed about issues like mail-in voting. This is going to be just like the Al Gore George Bush fiasco. It's going to wind up in the courts, and the courts are going to decide who's winning these offices. And I don't like that one tiny bit, because it's we know that the courts, including the Supreme Court, are just as politicized as anybody else here. Okay, former Pence aide Diego Morales looks to extend the GOP's control of Indiana's top elections office. So we're starting to get some results from the local community as well. Okay, now, let's see. Apparently they're still dealing with the cyber attacks over there in Champaign County. And, a funny piece of information to come on out. On Election Day, Joe Biden just got another result from a brand new poll that found only 39% of respondents approve of the job Biden is doing. That means, numerically, there are Democrats who do not approve of the job that Biden is doing. Only 9% of respondents said they believe the country is heading in the right direction under Biden and Democratic leadership. 74% saying America is on the wrong track. Absolutely, that we can see that every day. And Joe Biden is conceding it's going to be rough for the Democrats to keep on the House of Representatives. So we're going to see what's happened. And again, the important point to keep here, the election system is broken. It's designed to be rigged. It's designed to be opaque to the voters. And I mean, when you get to the point where judges are saying you are not allowed to hand count the votes, you must use the machines, you know there is something messed up about those machines. Okay, and again, a website I recommend highly is blackboxvoting.org, and you might want to visit that place. There's probably going to be a lot of reports of a fraud in the current midterms posted there. All right, there is the music. It is time to wrap up this show here, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is on the show tonight. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Have a good evening. Don't forget to vote if you haven't done so already. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.